Well, it has been difficult to get the exact facts of what's happening on the ground, not least because we've seen people coming onto the mountain, whilst at the same time, when people get chance, others are able to leave the mountain. The US, as you say, have reported overnight from their surveillance efforts that they think there are now fewer people left on the mountain, and that actually those who are there are perhaps in a better state than we might have feared, which is good news. But clearly, we need to continue doing the airdrops that we have been doing. The UK, along with the US, we've now done 7, getting people vital supplies like water in our case. The US is very much majored on getting food to them. And we do know that there are many people left on that mountain in desperate straits. And when you see the ones that have come off the mountain, 10,000 now have gone to a camp just over the border in Syria that the International Rescue Committee are building up, and we're helping them to do that. They've walked for 40 miles in searing temperatures of possibly up to 50 degrees. So they're very dehydrated, very, very malnourished. So they need a huge amount of medical attention. So we'll continue to work to help the people on the mountain. But
so it's not problem solved. It's not that there's no problem. I mean, but you can't say exactly how big the problem is at the moment in terms of numbers, or even within tens of thousands, you couldn't make an estimate as to how many people are up there.
I think the US have given us a more accurate on-the-ground assessment of what their estimate is. But ultimately, we need to continue helping people on the mountain. And of course,
as long as they're there, we need to. But look, we sent surveillance and reconnaissance jets over there on Monday. It was reported we were sending tornado jets to engage in surveillance. What have they been doing? Have they not been able to report back on how many people are up there?
Well, we wouldn't comment on those sorts of operations, but we do have the work.
We wouldn't comment on them. Why not? If we send planes over to tell us what's happening, we can comment on what the planes have found.
Well, I think what you've seen is what the US have released overnight, and what they're saying is there are still people on the mountain. That's why we'll still continue to get supplies to them.
Sorry, did we send planes over to engage in reconnaissance or not? I mean, because there's a slight feeling then that we just like to announce lots of things that are happening and we're involved and we're up there, but actually it doesn't seem to be having any meaningful help to the situation, or the planes, the reconnaissance planes. Or did we send some?
That's right. We have made available tornadoes. I can't comment about whether
we don't know whether they found anything useful out. But I mean, we are now 3 days later and we don't know how many people are on the mountain.
We have the assessment overnight by the US, which provides us with probably a more accurate picture of what's happening on the ground. We'll continue to help people on the mountain. But what I also wanted to point out was there are probably over 1 million people who are displaced in northern Iraq. And a lot of our support is also focused on helping them. In fact, we were one of the first countries to respond to the UN appeal that was back in June. That help has been providing medical supplies, vaccinations for measles and polio for children, food, water, shelter. So we have to bear in mind that even when people come off the mountain, they are still displaced. They're often in a very
poor state. Doubting there's a lot of work to be done.
And we will continue to play our role, a leading role in providing support to people who've been affected.
I don't want to sort of hammer this point because it's not the biggest point, obviously, but is it that you can't tell me what the tornado surveillance jets found, or is it that you know, is it that you know but you can't tell us, or is it that you don't know yourself?
I just don't want to comment on the military element of this. We've been clear that we've brought to bear military assets across government. I pay tribute to the amazing work that the RAF have done with the C-130s, getting what's been incredibly challenging airdrops to people in a really difficult area to reach. But I don't want to go further than that. What I can say is I think we can be proud of the work that our military have done in this humanitarian effort, and we'll continue to look at what more we can do to help people who are still there.
If the Americans don't want to launch a rescue mission to get people off the mountain, which is where we seem to be this morning.
Well, they said it's less likely.
The Chinooks that we've sent, are they going to engage in their own? Will we unilaterally do that, or would we not do it in the absence of the Americans?
The PM's been very clear that if there is a rescue effort, that we'll be part of that. We would work alongside international partners like the Americans.
There was a very revealing moment on Channel 4 News last night. Actually, it was Jonathan Rugman, their correspondent, was talking to one of the refugees back down below the mountains, who asked Jonathan whether there were countries that would be able to take them. It was a telling moment because Jonathan Rugman says to the refugee, "Look, I'm not sure there are." And you can see on the refugee's face this kind of moment of realisation that they're not going to be able to go back for a very long time, and they're stuck nowhere. Do you think Britain would look warmly upon the idea of taking a number of these refugees?
Well, we are a country that's got a proud history of providing asylum to people who've needed it. We always look on every case on its individual merits. But I think our focus, as with refugees in Syria, has really been to help people immediately where they are. But there are a huge number of displaced people, and I think our major effort has to be on helping them where they are. And as we've seen some of the terrible stories of the experiences that people have gone through, and we now need to look ahead, and that means working with the International Rescue Committee as we set out today to help them develop the camp just over the border into Syria where some of the Yazidi refugees are fleeing. But also we need to look ahead to the fact that, you're right, people won't be going home instantly. We need to look at how we can help them cope with the winter that will come, how we can help UN agencies on the ground and NGOs who are on the ground providing that day-to-day relief. And that's why over the weekend I activated the Rapid Response Facility so that we could reach people not just on the mountain but more broadly in Iraq with that sort of critical medical, food, shelter support that they need.
Justine Greening, International Development Secretary, thank you.
Thank you.